But it is, it seems that it is opposite. First avidya should go and then prem should come. What? Govinda Bhagat.
No, prem should come first, then avidya.
How it will come if it, there is avidya? Anartha may it come? If there is anartha, avidya, then prem may come? Have you heard anywhere?
Gurudev. Gurudev.
Who is Gurudev?
Srila Prabhupada used to say that once one gets a higher taste, then the lower taste goes away. He gains a superior taste, and then the taste that is remaining in this world is no longer tasteful.
The question is there, that if there is avidya, anartha, and all other bad things, may prem come in that stage?
In the introduction, the first chapter of Madhurya Kadamani, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is expressing how Bhakti Devi is in the possession of the pure devotee. And totally independent.
Jahar Prasade Bhai. What is the meaning?
By his mercy, the mercy of Gurudev, prem comes.
First and then avidya. Otherwise, no way. But we think opposite. We should be more purified, then you will have to hear and to have the kripa of Gurudev. So it is not good siddhanta. By the mercy of Gurudev, serve him. Prem comes. First, it will come the rays of prem. Then very little prem. In the shape of Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi. Gradually they will go away. Bhakti will coming, and they will gradually go away. When prem will come, then totally avidya will go. Otherwise, no. Understand?
Yes.
Second thing, we have heard that Dronacharya asked his disciple that give me that thing.
Thumb.
To whom?
Ekalavya.
And he did not thought anything. At once he gave cut. Took. How strong disciple. We should try to do like this, no? If you are not doing service to our Gurudev like this, how you can be advanced devotee? So he was advanced devotee.
He disobeyed his guru.
How? He gave at once the thumb, and how he disobeyed?
That was the consequence of his...
We should follow or not him?
Sorry?
Should we follow him?
No.
Why not?
No.
Why? We should not give our thumb to Gurudev?
Our hearts.
What?
Our hearts. Instead of the thumb.
What a defect in that...
Eklavya.
Eklavya.
He was the best Krishna. He was inimical to Krishna.
He was inimical to Krishna's devotee. He had pain in his heart against the devotee of Krishna.
He offended his guru.
He wanted to finish them all.
Yes.
Dronacharya first refused that I will not
accept you as a disciple.
No.
I will not teach
you art of
archery.
He told that I will take archery vidya to you, from you. And when he refused totally, then he went to that boy went to
jungle.
And he established a statue of Dronacharya and he took everything. And became so expert. Dronacharya knew his heart, and he said that he thought that he has not obeyed me. He don't want to obey me. But he thinks that he is what he wants, it should be fulfilled. So he was learning all things. Gurudev, knowing this, he took the thumb. This thumb. That is, he cannot do anything. Because he was like a demon, not like a, but demon. He fought with Krishna, he wanted to kill Krishna. So Krishna took his chakra and at last, and he was dead. So he was demon. But in ISKCON I have seen, not listening me, they don't want to listen. They keep name of their disciples, Ekalabhya Maharaj ki jai. So many eclipses. They think that he was so
advanced devotee
that he gave thumb. This is not good. So we should try to know the inner heart of Gurudev, and in this way we want to serve him. I like to be with Gurudev because all will honor me. This is good thing? When a photo will be taken, then I will be in front of Gurudev. Because all I know, he is so... What he wants, we should know and do accordingly. This is Chaitanya Manovhishtam Sthaptam Yena Bhuta. If we can think and understand the Siddhant, then very soon we will develop our hearts to Gurudev and having his mercy, prem, and then avidyanash. Gaur Premanande.
Gurudev, how could Ekalabhya learn archery so well if Dronacharya wasn't?
It was the abhas of kripa. Abhas kripa, you know?
Semblance of mercy.
By this, you can know how. If we are doing offensing, aparad, so much wealth will come. Reputation may come. Why they will come? To finish our bhakti. But we think that, oh, if I am doing namaparad, yet so much wealth is coming. So this is name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Gurudev, you say that when we're chanting and if we're thinking about getting material benefits, then those benefits come to us. We should know that it's just... It's not real bhakti that we're doing. We're not... It's not beneficial to us. If these benefits come to us, we're chanting, our mind is wanting this and that, then...
No. Name is knowing everything. He knows all things that you don't know. He knows your heart more than you. So if you have no desire anything, any will not come. But you have internally desire, but you are not knowing, understanding. But he knows, so he will send. If you don't want that thing, you will refuse. But you are not refusing, oh, it is coming, come on, come on, come on. Then this is desire.
Sri Gurudev, is it possible that once having got the mercy of the Guru, that, and the ignorance goes, that later on, due to some bad association or lack of association, that the anarthas will come back?
Again,
or is it
again clear.
You said that prem will come and a vidya will go. But is it possible for such a devotee, having received that mercy,
having
for
prem?
For the
if he has attained prem, no chance.
So if an artist
but he is thinking that I have received the mercy of Gurudev, but is still not anything. Some praise is coming, some money is coming. And he thinks that this is the mercy of actually Gurudev mercy. Then he will fall.
So when prem comes and avidya goes, there's no anatha.
No, no prem. At that time there was no prem actually, not even avas. What was that? Pratibimba. Not even pratibimba. Very, very high things. You played that good, but last night very well. But your playing becomes some jokerness. You are playing the part of that Brahmin of Kashi. No? You wanted Chintamani. What, so much valuable thing. Your acting was somewhat better, but more we were seeing that some joker part was coming to please audience. It should be, but very that mood of that Brahmin should not be. Shouldn't be?
Joking.
When he came to Sanatana Goswami, Sanatana Goswami told him that I want to know that whether you want that money or not. So throw it in Jamuna. He simply took it. And very loud, very strongly. And after that, Sanatana Goswami knew that he has no wish to have that thing. And he became like this. He thought that, only he thought, that Sanatana Goswami has anything more than this Chintamani. That he has
thrown.
He has kept it hidden anyway. Delhi, that money was not coming to him.
Hurling down to his feet.
You told that it used to come daily. Why Sanatana Goswami will remember this? He forgotten for 40 years or more than that. Where I have kept, he has no remembrance. And when he began to work, he remembered that Shankar has told me that you have something. Then he remembered. What is that thing? I have thrown this touchstone there. You should go and take. When he took and went, after going some distance, not to his home, and he tested all these things and then he came. No. At the same time, from midway, he returned and told, I don't want this money. I know that you have more, this is a very third class of bogus, this jewel.
So you forget.
So I don't want. I know that you have better. I want that better class of,
jewel.
Best class of that thing. And he threw it, and he threw it. That should come a vairagya.
Renunciation.
Mood here. So that all audience should have this mood, that I don't want anything of this world. He wanted to... He was in need of money for only to marry her.
Daughter.
Only that. And he went to Shankar and Shankar told that there. So more things have come that it should be very good impression all
audience.
They should laugh and make merry. No. it should go in the heart of it. By seeing this, one will show the hear or understand the glory of name. Gaur Prema.
Now that your wife, your son, any daughter you have?
No. One son.
At least one son.
He also took medicine from you.
Small family. Very good. Be like this. Like Bankhe Behari. Always.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming.
In last drama, you became sannyasi. Very beautiful part, no? Very beautiful part. Except only having tiki. And you?
Krishna,
you become Krishna? Very beautiful Krishna. Very. This last drama was so good. Of Braj Bhav. But you will have to be in the same, always thinking, always meditating all these things. Chaliye.
Your husband is there, and he is so much nice to cruel to you, using harsh words. Oh,
yes, sir. Told me and do. Govinda namo dharma bhaveti. Govinda namo dharma. Give up all these things and forget all things. Doing so, like Prahlad Maharaj, like Pandavas, fighting very big for. They were doing world
war,
but nothing to do. His sons were put to death. Gohar. Abhimanyu was killed in the battle. Gohar. Govinda Dham. Govinda Dham. Duryodhan told to Krishna, I want that, I have come here first to you, so I am telling you to be in my party, because I have come here first. Arjun has come later on. And Arjun was sitting towards feet, and he was thinking that I am, Samadhi to, because my daughter has been given to the son of Krishna. So we are like same.
Equal.
So he was sitting here. At once Krishna got up and he said, and Arjun, when you came? Duryodhan said, oh, I am here. I have come first. So I should be have given chance to tell first. Then Krishna, oh, you are here?
Very good.
But I saw Arjun first. Anyhow, what do you want? I want that you should fight from my party. Then he told to Arjun, what do you want? I want that don't fight, don't
use weapons.
Weapons and anything. But I want that you should be seated on my chariot. Then he told Duryodhan, I will go in your party no harm, because you have come first. So first privilege is for you. I will not fight. I will not take any weapon. I will easily be with you in your party, taking prasadam, sometimes sleeping, sometimes there, but I will be with you. And if you want, my whole army with generals are in one side and I am not fighting inside, one side. You can select whole army with generals, with weapons and everything is one side.
and myself. But I will not fight, you should know. So you can choose what you want. He became glad. He told that I want to take whole army with whole generals. But he used to take and go. He took and went away. Arjun told that if you are not with me alone, then I give up my life. I don't want any general, whole army, whole, all things. I want that even whole Dwarkapuri should be with Duryodhan. But I only want you. If you are not doing anything, no harm, you should always be with my mind and my body. I don't want anything. Otherwise, I have... mar gaya tha.
I would die anyway.
So anyhow, I am escaped. So come with me, sit my chariot, and control where to go, not to go, and always help me. I have given my reins in your hands. Now you can take me in sea, drive me, or otherwise you can take me to hell or to heaven or to anywhere. I have nothing to think about. Now I am satisfied. So we should be like that. Give up all the reins of mind, reins, in the hands of Krishna. Not worry. Try to learn, but tolerance. If you are not tolerant, then everything will be right. Like Prahlad Maharaj, like Draupadi, Yadratha dragging her. Oh, you should be like my wife, dragging. What she did? His all sons were died in Mahabharata battle. No care, nothing. He was going to be naked. Who said? Krishna. Because the reins of Draupadi, mind's war, in the hands of Krishna. She has no worry, nothing, nothing. So we should try to be like this. And you see that, oh, please, please, pleasure, pleasure, everywhere, ananda. Your atma will be satisfied. Jayatma su prasidati. In Srimad Bhagavati, it has written, if I do any service to Krishna, remember his servant that our soul will be always happy. So we should go. I should not love tomorrow. I forget what I wanted to speak. Pani, pani, pani.
Samprasiditi Bhagavat ka shlok bata dete. There was a question about how to maintain...
Oh, yes. I'm a sannyasi, Brahma sannyasi. No? I should not meet with any ladies. I should not speak. No Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He never did. But I am saying that all the girls, thinking like father, they are sitting with me here, someone doing like this, some likes, they are preparing so many meals and gave me with so lovely and affectionate. With a child I am in the same way, like a old person, devotee is meeting to me. And the same happy, if any girls, little, come in, and I take them in my lap, embracing them. Whether it is child or baby, girl or... No? I take it. Always talking with you, always talking with all the devotees. I'm okay. Now, I have become of 76, more than 50 years, about 55 years, I am in this vagary. I never fall. But so many, having on khanao, you know,
wooden shoes,
nothing there, everything given up, only empty body, not talking with anyone, any lady, anything. They cannot see, but even fall down 100,000 times. So this would be. When I see any grass, I become. That I have not become like a grass. I have some false ego. They have no ego. Then why I should have all this false ego? I have come from. And Sannyasi told that we should not meet with any lady. Because how it can be? We have come from the womb of any lady. We are taking always breasts of ladies, cooking ladies, seeing everywhere lady in this world, everywhere. Cows lady, buffalo ladies, on which we are standing, this earth is lady. How you can be like that? Never, never. Our buddhi, wisdom is
lady.
Is lady, always living here. Or katha is lady. Everything is lady, where you can go? Where? Without lady? Krishna was among ladies. Never he was out of any lady. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu outwardly told that I am now taking renounce order, but always thinking of ladies, ladies. And you know how? Sometimes he so much absorbed in gopi mood, Radha mood, he cannot give up this all these things. Always talking, reminding of only gopi. Gopi, gopi. So how we can be out of these things? Bhakti is itself strilinga. Bhakti, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It
Bhakti
is
Devi.
What? It
Bhakti
is feminine
Devi.
Gender?
Bhakti
Devi.
Bhakti Devi.
So we should give up, we should take Jnana because so we should take men. This Jnana and go with Jnana. I have nothing to do with Jnana. I will always serve Bhakti Devi. Okay? Good argument. Good argument?
Very good. Best argument for today.
This is Radharani's party.
But don't try to come here, no? And dance here. We should observe the rules and regulations of us. No? Always keeping all these things in heart.
Gurudev?
Oh, we should go there.
Naveen Prabhu is requesting you come. It's time for Purnahuti.
Yes, everything is okay?
Everything is ready. It's been done.
Oh,
and waiting for you now.
Everything is going on okay?
Very nice.
Very nice. All are there?
All are there.